Hello, welcome to episode 2 of the City of Steam podcast. I'm Augie and I'm a moderator at City of Steam. Right, I've been away for a while, for about a week or two. So yeah, this is going to be a bit late, but oh well. I'm just going to go over what happened in the news for City of Steam, seeing as we've got a lot of news. So their first article was November the 1st, and it was about basically refunding players. They've mentioned that if you bought supporter packs, collaboration packs in alpha and beta, basically if you don't know what those are, one mechanist was in alpha and beta for City of Steam, you could buy these packs for real money, obviously. And it was something like, for example, the Paragon pack. You got 35,000 Electrum, 10 beta keys, an in-game color, which basically, you know, just changes your name in-game to a different color. Nothing amazing. On the statue, the founder of Nexus, your name will be on there. Get a supporter forum title, which is basically just says Paragon. So if you've been seeing people with those, that's what they. This is how they got it. You got guaranteed beta access. You've got a mini pet. You got an in-game crown, which is above your head in-game. You could get your own designed forum avatar, because when the game was in alpha and beta, you couldn't change your avatar. You had to choose from presets, so this was the only option to have a custom avatar. And a lot of fan site posters and stuff like that. Basically, you'll be getting those back. The Electrum, the founder title, everything, but you won't be getting the physical stuff like the poster and stuff like that. You won't be getting that, so they won't be shipping those again. To compensate the people who played on the R2 servers, people who have characters who are in between 30 and 37 get one diplomat badge. And what the diplomat badge is, basically, it's City of Steam's new VIP system. Obviously, City of Steam's a business and they need to make money somehow, so VIP was probably the only option in my eyes. It's a very good idea. The older players will say it's bad, but it's not bad. It's just a way of mechanism making money. And 100 vehicle and revamp kits. The vehicle parts, basically you just upgrade your Steam bike. 100 alloys, basically just to upgrade your armor, you know, crafting stuff. One key bundle, 10 keys, you know, just open up chests in dungeons. 10 broadcast keys, which you can speak in global chat. 100 transmuter orbs, which should be quite good, because transmuter orbs are, you know, they can be a bit difficult to get, especially if, you know, if you just do PvP and you don't really level, you won't be getting that many, transmuter orbs. 10 transmuter coolants, which is quite good. And lastly, the Santa cap, which is an early Christmas present. Last year in December, the Christmas update, you could get a Santa cap. It was a quite good hat. It had some good stats on it, but I think it's mainly going to be used just for cosmetic. So this will just be in your cosmetic section. Spiremark bundle. 500 Spiremarks. Quite good. Now, if you actually got your characters to 38, which is the max level, wow, you got a 90-day diplomat badge, 90-day VIP, which is very good. 300 vehicle parts and revamp kits. Great. 30 keys, which is very good. 300 transmuter orbs. How can you not want that? Santa cap, 1,500 Spiremarks, and an awesome mega super duper mystery item. No idea what that is, don't ask. Now, how you redeem your... So if you've got your character to 30 or 38, which if you got it to 38, good on you, but you need to email the Mechanist, which is support@mechanist.co. They'll get back to you. You need to provide your character name, your remaining Electrum, your remaining Spire Marks, your remaining shillings, and your keys. They'll get back to you in 2 days with an email basically saying, we've had a look, you know, you're going to get what you're going to get. So you'll either get the 30 to 37 welcome back pack or the 38 welcome back pack. Wow, that 38 welcome back pack is very good. a lot of people have been complaining about, not getting back the amount of time they spent on their character. But this, I think, to me, this is a very good, and I'm happy with the 38 welcome back pack, as well as the 30 welcome back pack. Very good. Now, to get back to November 8th, Mechanist released another article, another update, basically saying what the new forum avatar and supporter titles will look like. So everyone who bought, Paragon pack will get their avatars back. You also get your supporter title back. Depending on which pack you bought, you'll be getting that title. For example, you can get Paragon, etc. They've changed it now because I'm not sure exactly. I think it's time, I think it was really, and I don't think they got enough manpower to pick and choose. Well, not pick and choose really. It's to go through the records to find, who bought a supporter pack in alpha or beta. It's just gonna be one icon now instead of beta and alpha versions. The beta one was in bronze and the alpha one was in blue, silver. E. They've also updated us with some screenshots. Shows how much time and detail they've spent going back to some of the areas. So, for example, this is the Delton intro burning house. This was one of the houses you first go into in the tutorial. And judging from the screenshots, I think they did a very good job going back, revamping it, and making it look nice. Because the tutorial is the major part of the game. Obviously, people who play City of Steam for the first time, the tutorial is an indication of how the game will be. So, if you've got a great tutorial, it's going to keep people interested and want to get through it. So, yeah. They pretty much just said conversation packs will be back up again. And that's pretty much it with the updates. We should be hearing an update either next week or the week after. Yeah, some great updates. I'm glad Mechanist are keeping us updated with some more information. And yeah, there's also been a lot of server problems on the R2 City of Steam. It won't be up for very long. It will be down at the end of the month. So there's a lot of server problems going on. People are unable to connect, people's friend lists for some reason are being deleted. This is pretty much an indication that, City of Steam is going now and the servers aren't stable anymore. So yeah, I wouldn't worry about that too much. Just try and, if you can, get your character up to level 30. I'd suggest asking guildmates to boost you up. I think that's the best option, really. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Don't forget to follow City of Steam on YouTube and Twitter and Facebook for updates. They always post on there first before they update the main cityofsteam.com website. So yeah, you should be subscribed to those and make sure you're updated first. That's pretty much it from me. Thanks for listening, and yeah, I'll see you next week if we have an update.